Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutzk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Lovson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Lovson. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lovson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays bunts in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener has Burns trapped. There's the throw to Woodall and over to Warner, who tags Burns for the out. Sewell moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway bunts towards the mound. Levzin catches it and throws to first to double up Woodall. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Levzin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzin hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway has Burns trapped. He fires to second, with Tavener covering, who tags Burns for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 0 in the game. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Holloway. Nays moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nays scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Lovsen hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Holloway bunts towards the mound. Lovsen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Spurgeon covering, double play. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Manish reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Father Gill moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall fires to first and picks off Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Woodall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holloway for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Levzin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzin is 0 for 2 in the game. Levzin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lutsk moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Lutsk moves to third. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. Lutsk scores. Jameson scores. Summa moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Art Rubel pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Al Wingo pinch hits for Jack Warner. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wingo for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.